Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's 19 minutes to 6 here on Joy 949. You are in the back seat with Simon and Michael. I nearly forgot what station we were on, Simon, there for a moment, which is not very helpful.
You can go to Val's Cafe.
I could, couldn't yeah. I? It's, I'm losing my joyness. In the studio with us is the very funny man who you might know as a criminal who has since passed, but he's still alive. Not here in the studio. He's alive in spirit. Anyway, his name is Heath Franklin. Hello, Heath.
G'day, how are you?
Look, great. How are you doing? That's the most important question.
Not too bad. 8 out of 10.
Oh, that's better than 7, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you got to save 10s for birthdays and stuff like that, really, don't you?
Yes, I suppose, yeah.
You can't go giving out 10s all the time, can you?
No. No, otherwise you just sort of lose the importance.
The buzz of the 10.
Then you're going to be one of those people that pulls out an 11 out of 10.
Oh,
and
no one
likes an 11 out of 10 guy.
I hate them. Mm. Oh, anyway. Simon, you were wetting yourself with excitement knowing that Heath was coming to the studio today.
I was, yeah, because I'm a big fan of Ronnie John's and what you did in that.
What did we do in that?
No, I think, and I was actually thinking about it the other day, how you don't see many skit shows anymore. There's not really a lot around. Do you reckon there's a reason for that?
There's a lot of reasons for that. This is something that I think about. I think the first thing is that they're really, really, really hard to do. Mm. Like, you sort of... we found that you can shoot a week's worth of sketches and then you look back at them, you're like, wow, that looked great in my head, but on film it's rubbish. Looked great in my head, but on film it's rubbish. And so, I mean, invariably, you know, like a sitcom has a bunch of characters and a bunch of costumes and a bunch of sets, and then that's it. Whereas a sketch show, every week, it's just starting from square one. So, right, yeah. I mean, they're hard work, and also... I think there's a sort of very traditional idea of what a sketch show is, and that's not good enough anymore, especially with shows like sort of Family Guy that have that real short attention span, tangent kind of humour.
So
I think the old kind of Saturday Night Live model of sketch show has disappeared. But that said, one of my favourite shows from Australia over the last few years was The Review with Miles Barlow.
Oh, yeah.
Which was essentially just a really brilliant idea for a sketch show, and I thought it was amazing.
Excellent. So, with the skit shows, what was your favourite character that you did play? Because you played quite a few. Is there one that's most memorable for you?
My least favourite was probably the Garys.
Right, yeah.
The two English backpackers that kicked each other on the genitals. And mostly for behind the camera reasons. I think there's about half an hour of footage of us lying on the floor, holding our groin.
Were there any accidents?
Talking to our... There were plenty. We basically butchered about one cricket kit each to try and get the right amount of protection. And it still doesn't work at all.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of time with someone just going, oh, we need to take 5 minutes. But I think in hindsight, one of my favourite ones was Crazy George, the homeless man who always came good.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It was just lots of fun.
How much work goes into researching a character? So someone like Chopper, who you're the most famous for, have you spent time with him? What goes into... Oh, okay. There's some stories coming up, I think. So, I'm guessing you have spent time with him?
No, I haven't, actually. Right. And I can't think of anything that would have been more unpleasant.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Right, okay.
You wouldn't do coffee with... You wouldn't have done coffee with him, really. He's not really the most entertaining for a while, but...
I think coffee number two, especially coffee, I think coffee number four for Chopper would get a bit sinister. My whole thing is, you sort of, if you research too much, it becomes facty, you know, right. What I mean? You don't want sketch comedy to be educational or informative, you just want it to be entertaining.
Yeah.
So my whole approach was, you know, I basically, I'm going to borrow your life for 5 minutes and, you know, do as much silly things as I can, and then you can have it back after that. And, yeah, as I say, the sort of the more fiction you put in there, the more you get to enjoy it, you know. One of my favourite Chopper moments from the Ronnie Johns half hour was when he admitted that he has a weakness for Neenish tarts. And that was sort of going against character was heaps of fun in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
What actually got you into the whole comedy thing? What was that one thing that sort of set the comedy fire burning off in your head?
I think it was, I was, you know, always the classic kid who got sent out of class and on detention and blah, blah. And I think I finally found an outlet that for uni where I tried out for a comedy review at uni. It was actually one of my friend's ideas and we both tried out and he didn't get in. And yeah, that was it.
Does he hate you still because of it?
No, he doesn't hate me. I mean, he's gone on to be an academic, so I pay for drinks and things like that.
You always need the rich, funny friend to help you out with these sort of things.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, look, well, at least, well, everyone starts at uni. It seems to be all these Australian comedians, especially Australian comedians, seem to start at uni. You know, they start with one thing and they end up doing comedy by the end of it.
I think because if you started at high school, you'd be so bitter and so jaded before you even finished your end of school exams. I mean, there's always a sort of a timeline with comedy where you kind of you get in there and you're young and excited and enthusiastic, and then 5 or 6 years later, you're talking about all the opportunities that you deserve that you never got. And so, yeah, I think it's unhealthy for kids to start too young.
with many things. Yeah. Heath, we're going to play a bit of music. We're going to play a song, a bit of music from Steve Mack versus Mosquito featuring Steve. And then we'll have a chat about what you're up to here in Melbourne. It's all very exciting, all very exciting. It's 10 minutes to 6 here on Joy 94.9, currently 21 degrees in Melbourne. You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael. And Heath Franklin's also joining us on the leather as well for a bit of a chat.
Sorry, I've taken up a lot of the room in the back seat.
Well, there's enough room for everyone.
Oh, I can't get my seatbelt done.
It's like a clown car, isn't it?
It is like a clown. It is, yes.
Everybody can fit in.
You can only imagine how many we can pack in here, right? We're trying our best, but the people just say no all the time. I don't know why. We're talking about Chopper. Catch up with Chopper. And Daryl from Yarraville sent a message through saying, I've done coffee and a drink with Chopper. He's a very, very interesting man. He was staying at the same place as us in Queensland, and he has a photo of him and the two of them together, in the hall at his house.
Oh, I was going to ask what jail Daryl was in Queensland.
It's in the hall of Port Phillip.
Right.
Which is lovely.
The selfie at Port Phillip.
Yeah, why not? You know, behind the bars. It's just great. Now, Heath, you are in Melbourne for a bit of Melbourne Fringe Festival fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have a show, and look, we were asking you what that's all about, and you were expressing some difficulty in trying to do that.
Yeah, well, it's as I was saying, it's one of those things where it takes me an hour to say what the show's about, and so to try and say it in any less seems like I'm just, you know, doing myself a disservice, really.
Would you like a whole hour here on Joy, just do the show, just so you can, you know,
we've got an hour and 8 minutes to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you like. I could rip into it now.
Yeah. Really. As long as we just throw in a couple of songs here and there just to break it up, we should be right.
Do I get to pick the songs?
Yeah, you will be able to. Yeah, up to six. That's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Great. Okay, good. Okay, we'll book you in. We'll pencil you in then. But the show's called Tiny Horse, Big World. Why?
I'm at the point now where I'm sort of 30 something and I've got my house in the suburbs and I'm you know, I'm not young and energetic and full of hope for the world and all that kind of stuff. And I guess it's about me reconciling my place in the world and figuring out, you know, what things are worth hating and what things aren't worth bothering about, you know? And just trying to make life easy for myself, really.
It's really funny you bring that up, because I've hit that turning point in my life as well. And yeah, yeah, it's really weird. It just sort of, it happens pretty much overnight, I feel. It's weird.
Yeah, it just kind of clicks in, and one day you're like, oh, politics, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to have a 7-hour argument with someone on Facebook, and I'm going to change their mind, and things are going to be better for tomorrow. And then after that, you're like, it'll be right.
Can't be bothered. Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
So how would you then, in the time you've got at the moment, how would you describe the show? What words?
Is it cynical?
My friends all think I'm incredibly cynical.
Right.
But I think I'm realistic.
Okay.
No, yes.
I suppose, yeah. And I suppose it's cynical and sarcastic, but I'm also, you know, trying to make it fun and silly and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, and it gets really bleak as well. I didn't realise it, but I sort of start a joke. I'm like, yeah, this is funny. This is a funny little bit of stuff that'll happen to someone. And then you get to the end and, like, someone hypothetical's dead and you're like, oh, I've done it again. It's just... I thought this was some really upbeat stuff. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. I always think, oh, yeah, that's a funny joke. I'll tell that. And then at the end, everyone's sitting there going, why'd you kill that kid for? And I'm like, well, the kid didn't exist. He never existed. Do you want me to make you feel better? I resurrected him and now I'm sending him to uni. I'm looking after him. Don't worry.
Why are people so stupid? Like, how? Why? Why are they so dumb?
I don't know. See, the thing that flipped my brain is I did a gig a couple of weeks ago, and I finished on the joke where a child that never existed and never will exist dies in what I think is a funny way, and the whole audience was like, "Oh no, you can't do that." And the very next guy came out. I'll try and censor what he said a little bit, but almost word for word was, my wife is a stupid bitch.
Oh.
And the whole room stood up and went, yeah. And I was like, hang on, she actually exists though.
That's right.
She's a real person out there. And, you know.
At least your child would never existed.
Yeah, and at least my child's at uni now.
That's right.
He's doing business studies. He's going really well.
And how is the child now, actually? Is it still going okay with business studies, or has it dropped out?
Yeah, no, he's going really well. He's passed all his hypothetical exams with flying colours.
What about a hypothetical gap year? Is that coming up?
Oh, possibly, yeah. But, I mean, it all depends on, you know, if he can line things up with his imaginary professors who don't exist.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty tough
Look, you just can't trust those hypothetical professors, you know?
Yeah.
You ask hypothetical extensions and they give you no's all the time.
Yeah, and they're always asking hypothetical questions. Rhetorical stuff. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It's just too difficult. Yeah. It's like me being here. I'm hypothetically here, but I'm not really. Although, am I really here? Am I here? Am I really? Or am I just imaginary? I don't know.
This has all gone very metaphysical, hasn't it?
It has. It's far too deep for 4 minutes to 6. Far too deep. Now, Heath is performing at the Fringe Hub at the Loft, Lithuanian Club. All the details are at melbournefringe.com.au. You're on until Friday, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. I've got the night off tonight, so, you know.
Don't get there tonight.
No.
Unless you're trying to avoid me, in which case it's the perfect place to be because I absolutely won't be there. But yeah, Tuesday through Friday, and then I'm gone again. Kaiser Soze my way out of here.
Oh, no. You going to watch the footy on the weekend?
Yeah, I might give it a sniff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your tip?
I'm a Swans man myself.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the real tip. What's going to happen?
The Swans. The Swans will get up there, and everyone who's been gently trolling the Swans Facebook page will feel silly.
Heath Franklin, thank you very much for coming in to Joy. All the details will be at joy.org.au/backseatride after the show.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.